Monday, June 29th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The wheels are coming off in many states where they disregarded the recommendations of health officials in lieu of political reopenings of those states' economies. The virus is winning and the healthcare system is again being challenged with tightened supplies of PPE and too few hospital beds. Many political leaders who vowed that they would never close down regardless of how bad the resurgence of the virus became are now doing just that. The Donald J. Trump administration and many governors look like what they are. I'm in the Rubini camp. Who is he? Noriel Rubini is a New York University economics professor that has been dubbed Dr. Doom. He believes that the V recovery will stall well before becoming a V. He believes the economic recession globally will last a decade. He sees huge piles of public and private debt, aging demographics, disappearing jobs, slack in goods and real estate markets, deglobalization, rising tensions between the U.S. and China, and negative supply shocks, all contributing to a protracted economic stagnation. What I see in the jobs outlook is negative. Initially, the low end of the national workforce lost their jobs. Some of that will bounce back, but it will be offset by job losses of middle and upper white-collar workers as supply chains are forced to take the longer view that the economy as a whole is not going to bounce right back. I believe that the optimists are going to be very disappointed. We recorded only 0.2 inch of rain here, but crops are flourishing. As of this date, we are still on track for above trend line yields. It'll take at least another 30 days before that is locked in. Tuesday, USDA releases their June stocks and planted acreage reports. The trade expects reductions in corn, soybeans, and wheat stocks versus a year ago. USDA has proven that they can overrule trade expectations in quarterly stocks. USDA read farmers' March planting intentions for 94 million acres of corn and 83.5 million acres of soybeans. The trade thinks that fundamentals, markets, and weather caused farmers to reduce corn planting intentions to 95.2 million and increase soybean acres to 84.71 million. Reuters reported that U.S. grain and meat exporters are sending shipments to China with letters attesting them as being safe. They do not specifically mention COVID-19. They cannot guarantee COVID-free shipments. Once the commodity has left their control in shipment, anything can happen. Even the Chinese port inspectors could contaminate it. It is safe because COVID-19 doesn't survive without a human host. Whether Chinese authorities will accept this will soon be known. It looks to me like a potential setup. It would be something that China could use against us for any reason at any time. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo didn't tell the whole story when he came home from his recent meeting with Chinese leaders. Pompeo said that they were going to comply with Phase 1. He left out the color behind that. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Chinese also told him that there were red lines that could not be crossed in U.S. rhetoric and geopolitical pressure, and that Phase 1's neck is on the line. Peter Navarro said openly what the administration was thinking in a weak moment of transparency last week. Donald J. Trump had to backtrack it. The only reason that the president is holding off on severe sanctions on China for grievances is that he needs Phase 1 to hold his farm vote together. John Bolton told the story well about the farm vote being the reason for Phase 1. Trump will not cancel it, but he may push so hard that China does, and then he can blame them for nixing it. On the cattle, the choice cutout was last quoted at 207. They may have to take it down to 170 to 180 to move the tonnage. Remember, the pork industry is trying to do the same thing, so meat should stay cheap for a while. The demand supply chain is dysfunctional, with high unemployment and the restaurant and commercial food service demand disrupted. With the restart of the economy now blowing up, the path to fixing the holes blown in the demand pipeline are not going to be quickly or easily remedied. The broken politics and incompetent pandemic management is going to cost the meat industries. I guess there's one green shoot. The Northeast U.S. is a strong demand center for meat, and they are faring much better managing the pandemic in that region. I still do not think that they'll be holding many conventions there yet. They also do not want people coming there from infected states. There are enough fed cattle ready that there should be no price discovery yet for a few weeks. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.